There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour, as it's time for a cool invention or two or three or four or five or six or seven, many as we can get excited about. John Creamans and Acos Dancura, Doug Steffen, and the ladies are here, Molly Page and Jennifer Horn, to extol the value and virtue of entrepreneurialism, of inventorship. Is that a word?
Inventorship is a word.
That is a word.
We were studying inventorship last week in Las Vegas.
Yes, all right. So let's talk about the kinds of inventors, the kinds of people. For those who are new to the program, it's a program that focuses on all the best that is Americana, if you will. Things that are native. We try to come up with ideas that have quality attached to them, people who are quality, qualified. We are trying to underscore excellence here, getting people to fulfill what is sometimes called the American dream, having a business of your own, taking something to the top. And so we have the ability here in this program to expose your idea to lots of people, and that's what happens. Websites as well, and the field just keeps getting larger and larger and larger. Acos and John were at a hardware show in Las Vegas last week and are apparently inundated with all kinds of new ideas and new projects, right?
It was the year of the cooler, Doug. We saw some of the coolest coolers you've ever laid eyes on. So one cooler company we went to, there's this cooler on the ground. First of all, it's the size of like a marine cooler. So you could put, I don't know, 24 beer in there. You could put picnics, lunches, like a standard cooler. But the thing is Bluetooth. He had stereos hooked up to it. It charged your cell phone. Awesome. It charged your iPad.
Huge speakers.
Huge speakers, like a bold boombox style, so you could Bluetooth to it. It had everything but the kitchen sink. We sat there in awe of this inventor with this coolest cooler you ever saw. And then at another booth, we saw a cooler that, get this, it's a silly idea, it's a simple idea. It's like my mom used to say, like simple like a slap in the face. He makes a cooler into an air conditioner. He literally just takes a cooler, rigs up some fans, and of course the ice from the cooler is air conditioning. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
That's awesome. That's like the old swamp cooler when you'd have to hose it down with a, you know, take the hose out.
Well, they have those coolers in Arizona. A lot of places have water, cool water that goes just flows
those
through the
misters.
House. What
do
they call
them? Misters, right? Those are misters, right? The only problem with air misters when you go to a place that has misting of little like water vapor is that you also have bacteria that actually gathers in those lines.
Yeah.
And most people don't realize that you shouldn't be around anything like that.
Well, there's a lot of bacteria.
It drops the temperature about 30 degrees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you have that kind of misting going on, the only problem is those lines are never cleaned, and then you have problems.
So we saw cool coolers, Doug. Cool coolers, ladies. That was really neat. What else did we see? A lot of the apparatuses, that gadget things. We saw tons and tons of gadgets. One gadget had a guy who we took a picture. There's a video on our website. We love this thing so much. You put the line, it comes out of your dryer hose, you know, the dryer hose, you place it with this thing, this elbow, and in the elbow there's a sensor, and he's got it hooked up to this beeper, so if the airline, for example, from Lindt or anything like that, starts to get clogged, it beeps annoyingly. And
that's awesome.
Temperature goes up, that's getting a little too warm in there, beeps annoyingly. So he's got gadgets like that we came across. Awesome.
Especially good, you know why that resonates with me, guys, is that just a couple of months ago, my dryer wasn't working, and I was trying to figure it out, and I'm a single girl, not that that's an excuse, but I'm like trying to figure it out on my own. I called somebody out, and for $75, he told me that there was lint in that hose. Huh. Had no idea, didn't even want to check it.
$75?
Yeah, I might as well spend it and buy one of these gadgets. I would know.
Yeah, we found out that most people, even though they take the lint trap, right, and you lift to pull it out.
That's what I do all the time,
That even though you do that, there's still a chance it does get around that, and then it just starts to gather in that back area.
He calls it lint dust.
It's like hundreds of thousands of fires every year caused by that.
Yeah.
in people's homes because they think they've got the lint cleaned out and it doesn't happen.
All kinds of great silly stuff. We saw another flashlight. Did you see that flashlight, John? Think of a flashlight, kind of more slender than a normal flashlight, and it's got a big magnet on the back of it. So I look at the flashlight. I go, oh, that's a great flashlight. But he goes, oh, the magnet on the back. He sticks it to the side of a car or something. Oh, that's great. And the magnet, the flashlight head rotates. All right, that's interesting. Maybe you got a flat tire.
It goes like to a 90-degree angle.
And then he pulls it apart. It goes into the cigarette lighter of your car to charge, and then he twists it. Now it charges my iPhones, my iPads, and it turns out to be a battery charger. It has a seatbelt cutter in it, a glass exploder, so if you're in a car or you're underwater or something, you can break the glass. All kinds of silly little things, but oh my goodness, he just kept going and going. It was like the MacGyver tool of flashlights, have you ever seen? Lots of gadgets, and we were really excited rocking around there seeing all kinds of gadgets. And great Americans, let me tell you, the invention section was full of Americans all living the dream, all trying to move forward, take the next step, all sort of partway through development, some interesting inventions. But one thing that was common, it was the spirit. Their spirit was awesome. I love the spirit of the American inventor. I love the American dream. And if you don't believe in the American dream, go stand on an invention floor because it'll rekindle your spirit because all those people are living the American dream.
They're using their brain.
Yeah.
Things are functioning.
Will they get to stay and create their products here, or are they going to have to outsource to other places?
I am actually pro outsourcing. I'm not the guy who, because I can't see, you can't beat a dead horse. You can't make stuff for 2-3 times the amount of money and then survive. So I don't mind the plastic being made somewhere else. I don't mind that because in my experiences, the quality is better and it's way cheaper and it actually makes or breaks the invention. It actually allows you to go. Even the iPhone that I'm holding is not made here. You know, I'm okay with it sending it overseas if it's the right solution.
Well, if it's the right solution for what, though? There are all kinds of problems that come with manufacturing and putting something like this together. So what functionally is it? Always just the manufacturing that we outsource? All the rest of the stuff gets to be done here?
Yeah, I think distribution, of course, we're the strongest in. I think Americans are the best distributors of product, and the Americans are the best innovators of product. The minds that go into it are better than anywhere in the world. But when it comes to pouring plastic into a mold, I don't know if we've given up on it, but I guess our base wages and our base lifestyle is too high in order to support that business. And I think that's why it gets, and I'm going to say something, even China today, it's reaching that point. Even in my lifetime, we will not see things made in China.
Right. Vietnam, like that.
Yeah.
He was having parts made in China. He was having it assembled in Mexico because it was cheaper.
Yeah.
And then brought back into the U.S.
Mexico might be a cheaper sort of labor force than China nowadays.
Wow.
So it's interesting. Isn't
that amazing? Well, but think about the ramifications of that in terms of. I'll play back a conversation my son and I had at a restaurant here in Los Angeles last night. We sat by the kitchen. So this is an Italian, well-known Italian restaurant. There isn't an Italian to be found in the joint. It may be that the owner is Italian, but he was nowhere to be found. There were young kids who were in the wait staff and bringing people in and out. And the kitchen had 14, I counted 14 Hispanics. Now you can say to me, oh, Doug, that's a racist statement. How could you tell they were Hispanic? Duh. Hello. And so we were talking about what normally a cook, because Brendan's been down this road before. He's worked as a cook and a waiter and things in restaurants. And normally what the average chef would get in a place like this, about $25, $26 bucks an hour. But if you hire Hispanics, they'll do it for $10 an hour less than that. And so they bring in one or two good chefs, and then they bring in a bunch of other characters that come from their homeland, and they train them and teach them how to do all this stuff. So the food seems to be, and they advertise it as authentic Italian food. I don't consider Italian food cooked by a Mexican to be authentic. Is there something wrong with my thinking?
If it's an Italian recipe, does it matter who cooks it?
Well, that's a good question.
A lot of them get trained in the style by the people that they bring in to show the authentic recipes.
Right.
But when you're talking about who makes something, you know, the phrase, think globally, act locally,
Conditions are very bad in those shops in Mexico, in China.
Yeah.
And that's why they can pay them less to do it, because the conditions are horrible and people are living at poverty levels quite often.
We can have outrage here, but we're such hypocrites, because we can express outrage, but we still buy the crap that's made in China and in Mexico.
Right, because everybody wants it cheap.
They want
and
cheap.
The fewer jobs there are here, then the less we can afford
wait a
to buy.
iPhones
kind
are
of
cheap.
A vicious circle.
What are you talking about? iPhones are cheap.
But it's cheaper the way they're made now than if they were made here and you paid people. So it's kind of a vicious circle, isn't it?
I'm not sure that that's the case. I think they charge as much as they can. And it goes into the bottom line, which is why
people
want to own
pay.
Apple stock.
But if we're talking about the stuff that breaks and wears out, the plastic stuff, whatever you get at Walmart, that it's really cheap, but it's going to wear out really quick.
So I'm on the front line every day. I am on the phone with China every single day. What if I told you it was better, not cheaper?
The stuff they're making in China better?
Yeah.
I think that's a generalization. I think you probably can find some stuff over there that is better, and then other things there aren't. I think you look at electric stuff, components and so forth. Whether they're better or not, you can't find them made anywhere else anyway. So that's what it is. I don't know that it is or it isn't, because I don't have anything to compare it to. You probably do, because you're in that business. Is it your experience that you found that things that you've made here may not be as well? We had that whole thing. The reason that the Japanese car market took hold is because in the 70s, the mid-70s, the mid-80s, we were making cars that sucked in America. Horrible cars. And so the Japanese
like
came
the Reliant
in.
Automobile?
Yeah, right. Right. Well, so the Japanese came right in and took advantage of that market. Good for them. 18 after on My Cool Inventions.
Our nation was built on dreaming big. But will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Akos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant! Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
I'm Chris Wall. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of 7 entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of 7 sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dub Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store Staples.com for details.
We
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
My Cool Inventions Radio, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Akos Jankura and John Cremins and Jennifer Horn and Molly Page, here to discuss the things that make America great and maybe perceptions that aren't true. Who knows? I thought it was interesting. I saw a piece of technology that reminded me of what we do here. The wearable technology for children, for older folks. I think it came out of me, my attention to this came out of seeing that silly movie this weekend with Sofia Vergara and Reese Witherspoon. Hot Pursuit is the name of the movie. And in it, one of the characters had an ankle bracelet on as he was a fugitive. And I was thinking, looking at that, how it is that we use all of these sorts of things now. There are monitors for everything. People have monitors, the GPS stuff that's in the cell phones. Some parents having chips put into their children, like we put chips into dogs to know where they are. There are the Apple Watch or other things, what do they call them, Fitbits, that watch your heart rate, the temperature of your body. It really is amazing how much there's a radar tool now that's been developed for special needs children with autism and seniors who have dementia. They're called family wearables, manufactured by a company called Safe. And this market has more tools than you can imagine. And I'm wondering if you, either of you, know, if we go back a bit, as to how the GPS of those tracking devices came about. Somebody had to invent that stuff in their basement before most all of the things, even the Apple devices, that company started in somebody's garage or somebody's basement, right? It didn't have a big office, and there wasn't a big startup, was there, for that?
So one of the big motivations why Americans are leaders in invention is because of the military. And I think the Bluetooth technology and all this tracking technology,
Internet.
Military technology.
Yeah, right.
I believe Well, the computer technology really was spurred on by the military. I mean, the early IBM, the early computers were all military technologies. All those guys were trying to do is trying to figure out how to project, the path of a missile. Really, that's all they were doing.
Is that a sad commentary then on reality that all this stuff comes about as a result of war?
Well, back in 1973, the U.S. started the GPS project. It was the U.S. Department of Defense. They had I think they had 24 satellites, and they used that. So they were trying to get better navigation systems for not just missiles and everything, but also for their vehicles, for their ships, for their aircraft. So they're trying to find a better way.
Think about all the money that we devote to killing people. And what comes out of it? There's a lot of good that comes out of it that we may not focus on it very much. Would these things have been developed were it not for our need to go to war and to kill other human beings?
It's about money. I think the military financial spending is so huge.
Yeah, it is.
They can do things like computers and GPS on it. Right?
But do we want... You hear from me a lot of criticism aimed at the government for spending money that I don't want spent. I don't want taxes extracted from me to go to war against Afghanistan or Iraq or, in this case, ISIS, whatever we've created. We're not doing it. Either we do it or we don't do it. We do it half-apple, and as a result of that... we get ourselves into trouble, but do we really? Is this all planned?
So even when JFK, even with the moonshot, right, going up to the moon, that's a good project. When I hear about them going to Mars and stuff, I get excited because that means a ton of money is going to be spent on innovation, and our lives are going to get better as a result.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure they're going to come up with
and Velcro and all the things that we talk about.
Well, I was actually thinking of like GPS.
Well, okay, whatever. But you know,
Tang, I guess, is another
all of
thing.
That stuff came out of the space program. You're right. So do we have to take the good with the bad? I guess that's a question we will deal in that a little bit more. We'll meet our inventor of the day coming up here on My Cool Inventions.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Geico is available 24/7, unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/never. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts through my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Did you help me out a little bit? Did you doze off? Did you run to the kitchen?
No, it's one of those things. About this time of the morning, I'm very regular.
Oh my goodness. Oh, seriously.
Hey, that reminds me of a story.
There was a host
at HSN. I'm not going to say his name. He's no longer there. But he at one time worked in the slot, 9 to midnight, which was like the power slot at HSN. That's where they made the most money. They dropped out the most product. They would cut a corn carrot diamond ring from like $8.99 down to $2.99 just to sell 100, you know, 1,000 of them, right?
Yeah, right.
So it was great. And then they decided, you know what, we're waiting too long to make our money and make sure we make the day. We should make it earlier. So they started taking all those product cuts and making them earlier in the day. Well, he decided that, he wanted to work that slot because he was making the most money. So then he went to his doctor and said that, you know, got a note from his doctor saying that he couldn't work those slots.
Now I know those.
So he couldn't work those slots, so he had to work the earlier slots. So they put him in the earlier slot. Well, then that lasted about 2 months, and then they started switching back to that 9 to midnight, cutting prices again and making money. So then he came back with another note from his doctor saying, well, he can't do that because right in the middle of his shift, he had a regular movement. So then they moved him back the other way. That guy was using it for an excuse, and it's true. It's happened. I've seen the notes.
Really?
Yeah. But he's no longer on HSN.
Because it's my program. Or
I don't have to bring a note.
Richie says, no more notes, man. I don't need any more.
No more notes. All right. So Akos Jankura, John Kremins, Doug Steffen have Jen Luongo with us. who has developed the Diva Dolly. We're going to find out about this. Looks pretty interesting. First, an acknowledgement for last week's winner, Carolyn Ola, and the Little Viper. 97% thumbs up. Yeah. The winner for the week. You want to recast that information for us before we move on, John? The what was the
Little Viper? Little Viper was a personal protection device for women. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they, even though they have sizes for men, it's actually where you'd have a bracelet. They had two different colors, pink and black, and it actually had a small canister of mace,
yeah,
or pepper spray,
yeah,
and that you literally could, you know, you'd be one time use probably, or maybe twice, but it's something to wear instead of having to, you know, put a, you know, have to go back into your backpack or into your purse to try to find your can of mace or your belt bag. This was something you'd actually wear, and I think the girls liked it. Jen and Molly liked it.
Yeah, they
right?
did like it. Yeah, yeah. No, it was good. All right, so there are going to be, over the next 3 or 4 weeks, probably a lot of people. The fact that John and Akos went to this hardware show and people met them and were looking for them and want to be exposed on this program and want to have the benefit of what we can put behind it in terms of how to support the invention, how to support their business plan, whatever it is. We ask lots of questions, sometimes get good answers, sometimes not. And oftentimes the fact that you can vote thumbs up or thumbs down, that takes place for about 2.5 hours over the course of the morning. Some of the, I think the reference that we make to questions, poignant questions, affect the vote of people one way or another. Don't you think that that's the case? When we ask people to thumbs
up? Very much so, yes.
Yeah, right. All right, so let's bring in this Jen Luongo and find out what it is that she has that we can all benefit from.
So Jen Luongo has come up with the Diva Dolly, and I know John in particular loves this product
because
the Diva Dolly.
Well, he's
great
a diva,
for,
isn't he?
Is it, yeah, it's great for cheerleading costumes, ice skating pageants.
Nice.
Well, when you're going
world.
From place to place, you got to bring your wardrobe, and you have to have it unwrinkled. You have to be able to wheel it in, really, or the makeup, the accessories. And don't forget the shoes. That's why we love this Diva Dolly. And Jen, Jen, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much. Good morning.
And feel free to take shots at John anytime. We do all the time.
That's not right. It's not right.
So tell us about the Diva Dolly.
Yes, well, the Diva Dolly is essentially a portable wardrobe on wheels. It's like having a closet and a vanity on the go. We have, I'm a dance mom, and I have two daughters in competition dance, and there is just so much to lug and bring to a competition that this wardrobe and vanity system allow everything to travel in an organized fashion so that when we get there, we can just open it up and know where everything is the minute we arrive.
So is this something like I'd see wheeling around the streets of New York from the fashion district, or is it something different than that?
A little bit different. The exterior emulates like the old-fashioned steamer trunk, and then when you open it up, the interior is designed to have an inside upright costume hanging system on the door, and then it also has drawers, a mirror, and cosmetic trays,
and
so that there's a spot
for
everything.
How does it fit in my car or my truck, or do I need like a special van for it, or what's that?
No, it's about 30 inches in height and about 18 and a half inches wide, so it's like having a large suitcase with you. It has
okay.
six wheels, and it even has a side handle, so when you are lifting it in and out of a trunk, that you have that support.
Check it in a plane? Can I throw and check in?
You know what? It is considered, at this time, oversized luggage because of the dimensions. I know airlines are quite specific, so it is considered oversized. However, there is that option.
So you got this thing, you can wheel around the costumes, the makeup, the vanity, everything sort of all compact, all in one, and so just pull up to the event, open her up, and you're ready to go. I think that's the picture, right?
Yeah, and the nice thing is it remains upright, so it doesn't lay on the dirty floor. Sometimes you're in these crowded dressing rooms, so everything just opens up and it remains upright. So you can actually sit at a stool and look in the mirror and have all of your essentials with you.
Oh, John would like that.
Well, come on. But 30 inches high, that seems like that's kind of small.
It is. I was just thinking about that,
right?
When she was mentioning the dimensions, why it wouldn't fit in there.
Is that wrong? Am I thinking wrong on that? That 30 inches is that, this is more for children, right?
You know what? I've had, older children as far as teenagers use it. So it really can be used for anyone,
okay.
Obviously
right.
depending on how large the costumes are or how big your wardrobe garments are. But,
all right.
You know,
so let's do this. Let's do this quick. Let's do your minute pitch. We're going to give you 60 seconds to pitch it. You got 60 seconds to win over our listening audience and listeners. Get ready to vote. Go to mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button and vote thumbs up or thumbs down because the vote is all that matters right now. Or you can text the vote. Text the word thumbs up, T-H-U-M-B-S-U-P, all one word, to 22333. Or thumbs down, all one word, to 22333. Or phone us, 1-888-877-0490, 888-877-0490, and just say thumbs up or thumbs down. Jen, have you got your best 60-second pitch ready?
I sure do.
Let's do it.
You got any idea?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Somewhere in the spotlight, do you struggle traveling, keeping organized, and getting ready in a flash? Introducing Viva Dolly, the Wonder Wardrobe on Wheels. Viva Dolly is a traveling wardrobe case that secures and stores your garments, makeup, accessories, shoes, and more in an organized fashion for fast and easy styling. Viva Dolly is unique in that it's the only patented travel system with a retractable handle, 6 universal wheels, 3 drawers, a detachable mirror, 2 pure cosmetic trays, an upright hanging system, and a telescoping garment rack. No more digging through endless bags or forgetting where and what you pack. In less than an 8-count, Viva Dolly is your closet away from home, even in the tightest of spaces. Every diva can find their dolly at www.divadolly.com. Follow Viva Dolly on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and Twitter. Don't forget to vote a thumbs up for Viva Dolly at mycoolinventions.com because this diva needs your vote, and every diva needs a dolly.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Great presentation, Jen. A diva dolly. I like your use of double consonants all over the place. And if you're listening, vote. Vote thumbs up or thumbs down. Go to mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button or text us. Thumbs up, thumbs down to 22333. You know what I liked about, John, you know what I liked about her presentation? I like double consonants. We should learn from Walt Disney. Walt Disney taught us that double consonants is the best way to market a product.
Well, so does Stan Lee.
Really?
Yes, the double consonants work. And I think Jen...
What's an example of that?
Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse.
Oh.
Yeah, always double consonants. Actually, if you think about it, he used a lot of double consonants.
Peter Parker.
Yes,
Spider-Man.
And she used Diva Dolly. What is she called? Wonderful Wardrobe. She's a few of them in there. Keep that up. That's a good marketing practice. Double consonants are always a good way to go. Didn't hear the price. Did you hear the price, Dan? What was the price in this?
No.
Yeah, so they're starting at $299.99. We have 4 designs. So the specialty designs are zebra and silver, which market for $319.99. But I didn't mention that we also have one for boys that's called a VV King. And it's black, so that they as well can keep organized.
Well, that's cool. So, you know, I was looking at this. I mean, I was wrong with this. I mean, it's not that it's small, because if you take it and put the hanger system up, then you're probably looking at almost 5 feet tall. So, I mean, I can see that. I can see that. This would work. I can see a lot of, you know, the gals that come into HSN, right?
Oh, my goodness. All those gals.
Man.
Every one of them walk in. They walk
little
in
with bags, big bags. They've got them stacked up a mile high, trying to bring them in with all their makeup and all their, you know, the crap to go on air.
For live shopping people, that would be awesome. Anybody on television, that would be really awesome. Even I'm guilty. I always take more than I need to wear. So I've always got 5 or 6 shirts, 5 or 6 things always, and I just choose one. And I'm always lugging it in there. So are you selling them?
We are. We've sold 66 in our first month launching, so we're at a good number, and we're just continuing to get the word out there.
Let me do the math on that. Is that 20 grand with a product in the first month?
I think so.
Wow.
Right. So are you assembling it yourself, or are you having them made elsewhere?
No, they are made in China.
All right.
So, how are you marketing them? Just on the web, or how did you get 66?
A lot of social media. Yeah, my daughter in that dance world, she's on Instagram, and you know she's probably our number one fan in promoting Viva Dolly. So I think it is a catchy name, and people are loving the organization of it, and it's also helping moms stay organized, which helps sell it.
here's a cutting question, all right? Were you able to protect the intellectual property on this, or was this is too much in the public domain where you weren't able to?
No, this is a patented design.
What did you get patented?
The actual wardrobe case with the garment rack.
So you have just this particular design, so you don't have like a utility to patent, so it's a design patent then?
It is a design patent.
And how much did that cost you to get from here to, from where it was, the original design to now? How much does that cost you so far?
The patent itself, about $25,000.
Well, you got to start selling them then.
Yeah,
let's ramp this up. And, you know, I'm really interested about the social media because I, for one, am not a believer of social media being able to sell anything. And you've just proved me wrong. Apparently, if you do the right things, apparently you can sell on social media. So I'm very impressed by that. Like, I don't know, John, what do you think about social media? Me, you've always said that it's hard to sort of lean on that marketing platform.
You start marketing to people with the same interests. And you can imagine. I mean, you look at some of these pageants and all of these different contests. I mean, the moms, even the teachers from the TV shows, you see how well they prepare their daughters or their sons or whatever. They're going to go for this. So if you were to put this out and make sure that all those groups and all those people that are interested in that would see that, that could be huge. I mean, it's got to be in the millions of people.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
This is going to be something exciting to watch. Jen Luongo, DivaDolly.com is a great place to check it out. You can vote for the next couple of hours at MyCoolInventions.com.
Thank you.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. If there's one lawsuit nearly everyone has heard about, it'd have to be the one against McDonald's over spilled coffee. But that's not the most frivolous case against McDonald's. No, that distinction would probably go to a lawsuit involving a spilled milkshake. Yes, several years ago, a man pulled up at their drive-thru window and bought a milkshake and fries. He put the drink between his legs and drove away. As he reached for some fries, he squeezed the milkshake with his legs and it spilled on him. Distracted, he hit another car and caused minor damage. Then, the driver who was hit sued McDonald's for failing to warn the customer about drinking a milkshake while driving. Let's be fair, this lawsuit is obviously ridiculous, and it was eventually thrown out by the New Jersey Supreme Court. But when the restaurant asked to be reimbursed for the thousands of dollars it spent on legal fees, the court said no. And that is just one reason why there are so many lawsuits clogging America's courts these days. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards
for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com, click on the link in the upper right corner, and use promo code 1000. That's Vistaprint.com. Click on the link in the upper right corner and use promo code 1000.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
How many of you remember this theme from those movies? As a highlight to the career of Steve Guttenberg, who, interestingly enough, left for Hollywood with $300 in his pocket after he got out of high school. And within a couple of weeks, he was cast in a Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial opposite Colonel Sanders. Steve, good to have you here on Good Day.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. I'm really looking forward to talking to you.
Well, one of the things that, as you look back at your career, does it bother you that people so much focus on what's already happened rather than the here and the now of where Steve Guttenberg is today?
No. Listen, we all have memories, and it's pretty terrific to be remembered for something that great that you did. And you know, human beings can't be overestimated or underestimated. Everybody has busy lives. So I never expect anybody to know what I'm up to until it's a huge hit. And that's what most of us really notice, our huge hits.
When you set out to get to Hollywood, did you have a goal in mind when you went there, I want to do this, and have you done that, or did your career go in a direction that you weren't expecting?
I've always had a great attitude about show business, and it's just keep moving forward, you know? And that's really what the whole game is, just keep moving forward. I had dreams, but they were never specific. They were just to become famous and be well-known as an actor and make a living. So everything's been pretty good.
You don't seem like the kind of guy who's Hollywood. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's a great compliment. I suppose what you're saying is somebody who is unaffected and has some humility to them.
Yeah, that's what I get by looking at you and sort of listening to you now. We've never spoken before, but I get from you that you're cool, calm, and collected. You sort of remind me a little of Donny Osmond or Tom Bergeron, guys that are not taking, they have a good career, they don't take themselves seriously, they go to work, they know what the work is, and at the end of the day, they're real human beings.
Well, I was telling the lady that flosses my teeth in the morning. That's like that. I was telling her, I'm a regular guy, and then the fellow who comes in to tie my tie comes in. Right. I said, look, I'm a normal human being. Please treat me that way. Then the limo comes, and I said, hey, everybody, I can open my own door. No one has to pour my coffee. I can pour my own coffee in the limo on the way to the private plane. Please.
All right. So when you're not in the limo, what kind of a car do you drive?
I have a rickshaw, my uncle
pulls you around,
and I'm embarrassed. But to have him go 85 miles an hour on the freeway is really asking too much. But listen, I got to get somewhere.
Of all of the things that you've done, what's been your favorite? And I know that sometimes puts people on the spot if I ask them that. But really, I want to know what it is that...
My greatest crowning achievement is that my mom and dad chose me to be their son. And that I have a wonderful family. I have close friends, loyal friends, and that is my best and most crowning achievement of my life. I always pray and thank God every morning for it. The rest of it is just bubblegum.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's going on with Steve Gutenberg now?
Well, this Wednesday night I'm coming out in a terrific show called The Mysteries of Laura, which is a show on NBC starring Deborah Messing.
Nice show.
I've got a great little part in that. Great show.
Yeah, it's
then
a good show.
This summer I'm going to be coming out in a movie called Lavalantula, July 25th, 3 days after the airing of the Sci-Fi Channel's Sharknado, which I was brilliant enough to turn down. So they came back to me and said, how about a giant spider movie? I said, count me in. So July 25th, we have that. This summer, I'm going to be doing Henry IV in New York City at Riverside Park.
Good job.
Shakespeare in the Park.
Yeah.
I'll be playing the Earl of Northumberland. So I'll be doing
That's cool. A lot of variety. You're to be congratulated. Steve Gutenberg, good to have you here on Good Day. Steve and Doug at 59 past the hour.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect
protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.